Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I hope this review finds you exceptionally well, but let's disperse with the pleasantries. I know you're not tuning in to hear my salutations and salams. You're tuning in to hear kick-ass music and the gayest movie critique this side of the Mason-Dixon line, so let's get to it. Batman vs. Superman, the highly anticipated, highly critiqued DC Universe film that aims to set the stage for the Justice League, which will invariably turn into another drawn-out Avengers saga with a myriad of other spin-off films starring people nobody cares about, featuring superheroes nobody gives a poo about. Batman vs. Superman. Two extremely hot men in spandex battling their daddy issues and need for praise and approval, pontificating for 2 hours from their high horses while their less than important sidekicks regale them with cautionary tales of moral absolutism. All the while, Lex Luthor, also working through his daddy issues, is orchestrating a villainous plan to off both heroes so he can arise as pale supreme of Gotham and Metropolis. Zack Snyder delivers another visually stunning film, dripping with gravitas. At moments, I thought I was watching an indie art film as the sorrowful laments of Hans Zimmer played over the fall of leaves, pearls, and fire from the sky, as brilliant characters discuss the perils of saviors and God. The film was actually infinitely better than I thought it was going to be. Still not great, but I didn't leave the theater hating life. Here's the problem. Most of the known universe is Team Marvel, so Team DC is the ugly stepchild nobody wants to associate with. You have three stoic, somber, depressing Debbie Downer superheroes, so the entire film plays out like an AA meeting gone wrong. Where is the camp? Batman was always paired with a psychotically uplifting villain that brightened the bleak darkness of Gotham with a spirito. Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor is in some ways brilliant, but in more ways than I can count, annoyingly predictable. I felt as though I was watching Jesse Eisenberg play Mark Zuckerberg doing his worst impression of Lex Luthor. With that X-Vill, I give Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice 2.5 X's out of 5. Batman tying up Superman with the desire of impaling him with his large spear is now my porn, ladies and gentlemen.